Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. It must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Ugh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only 2 diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I'm Bev Hart. He's Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington.
We've got the Start Something New sales event going on right now. 0% financing for 72 months on new Grand Cherokees, Durangos, Chargers, and Challengers. Plus, we have the new Jeep Grand Cherokee L, Wagoneer, and Grand Wagoneer in stock, as well as the Ram 1500. I have got hundreds of pre-owned vehicles that you can select from, certified trucks, cars, SUVs. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
3 sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Your goals. Your future. Your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your credit score, your true crime obsession, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, is someone there? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stamped. Don't grip on my hand. I know that I came with a slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Tops Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, so if you're in the market for a new car, maybe you have heard or read that across the board, inventory is just low. And for one reason or another, you're just not going to be able to find the car of your dreams. Well, let us tell you now, that ain't going to be the case.
Listen up.
At Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Go see our man Shaq. Whatever you want, whatever you desire, he will find it. Go see our man Shaq down there in Millington.
They got new Grand Cherokees, Durangos, Chargers, Challengers. The new Grand Cherokee L Series, the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer. We were checking them out last week. Like John said, it's a time where you look on most lots, it's real skimpy. You look all around the city in the tri-state area. Not out here. Not out in Millington, Homer Skelton, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Like John said, go see our man Shaq. He's got special interest rates for you. Hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, certified trucks, cars, and SUVs. He's got you covered. They're out there changing lives. Four tires at a time. All right. Every Monday, we do a little segment where we give the flowers out. We do it in the form of burgers. We'll do that now.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers. R-E-S-E-C-T.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sizzling Respect Burgers.
It's time
served hot and fresh
for
from
Rich
Jason and John.
To get that burger.
I'm going to cook up a tuna burger for you.
Oh, no. What you going to do, like one of those Beyond Meat burgers?
No, I'm going to put a little something in, a little something more than Sam does. We're going to try to see if we can get you on the tuna train. First Respect Burger, it went viral yesterday. How could you not see it? Yeah, you give a Respect Burger to the whole Memphis Grizzlies, but you got to give a Respect Burger to Ja Morant as well for that two-handed block yesterday. Did you see it? If you didn't, go look.
Respect.
First quarter is 12-9 Grizz, about 5 minutes into the quarter. You can tell Ja's jacked up. He's missed the Clippers game. He's back for the Lakers game
Ja
a day later.
Deflected by Avery Bradley, and Morant erases his layup attempt with two hands. Downhill comes Morant into Stanley Johnson, misses the floater.
They missed
Jaren
the floater. That's another kind of shot.
Had it poked out of his hands.
You could tell he was off. He missed that floater, too, that he would normally hit. But to that point that Hasseltine just described there, Ja goes up with two hands and takes that Avery Bradley layup attempt out of the air like a missile.
Yes, he did.
The way he hit. Did you see when he took off? If you watch Ja Morant, man, when he extends those arms and those legs on that two-handed jump off, you could tell he's on the tarmac and about to take flight, and he did it in that game. And obviously, everyone is sort of just following behind Ja, taking a page out of his book in terms of the way he's playing, the confidence he's playing with. Look at the way Desmond Bane was not just shooting the ball, but talking to LeBron James. Was doing so much ish-talking that he had LeBron James pushing him back everything else like that. I love it. There was a league exec, I think it was over at The Athletic, that recently said the Grizzlies are the most ish-talking team in the league. The thing about the Grizzlies right now, second youngest team in the league, yeah, they're doing a lot of talking. Maybe that's what's angering these old teams so much, is that the Grizzlies are talking, right, like a team that's already done, like a team that's accomplished something already, and yet they're able to back it up. I think many of these older squads, Brooklyn, I keep having in mind from last week, the Lakers last night, just think that the Grizzlies are supposed to lay down for these veteran, supposedly contender-type teams, and the Grizzlies haven't done that. Whether it's Ja making, you know, jaw-dropping plays, it feels like at least one a game now. Mm-hmm. Desmond Bane talking stuff, backing it up with the way he's shooting the ball, had 23 points, I believe it was, last night, not being intimidated by anything that that LeBron James said or threw at him. This Memphis Grizzlies has responded in the same way. So Ja, a block, Desmond Bane-ish talking in the way he's shooting the ball. But then also, a guy who, listen, even on this show, we've had conflicting opinions. But Jaren Jackson last night, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 6 blocks in that 127-119 win at the Lakers, playing center, playing against a Lakers team that was going small, had LeBron James at the center, and you wonder early, all right, now, is Jaren going to get an early foul trouble? Because it's LeBron, you could see it going that way. I mean, yeah. My gosh, there were times in that game where it looked like the NBA was like, okay, LeBron, now, here you go. We're going to put you back in the spot where you belong. Last night, though, the Grizzlies never let that get to him. Jaren Jackson didn't get an early foul trouble, and he played with so much poise. Yes. The spin move was working. Three-point plays and traffic were working. And, again, it's the all-around game. He's continued to play stellar defense, but you got a confident offensive game to go with it last night. He is now two games now that he's started. I've got this from Fast Break Breakfast. Nice account over on Twitter.
Enjoy your food.
In the two games he started at center this year, he's averaging 23.5 points, 10 rebounds, 5.5 blocks per game, 2 steals, 2 assists per game. It's a small sample size of him at center, but when he's been there, and we'd always said, can he rebound enough to play center for this squad?
Yep.
Again, against a small Laker outfit last night, and with Steven Adams out, by the way, he absolutely shined, and it was the 12 rebounds, 6 blocks that stood out the most, and how confident he played offensively, stayed out of foul trouble. All right, Grizzlies, respect Berger, have won, what now, 12 of the last 13 on the road. Next up is going to be back home here against Golden State tomorrow night. The respect goes all around for the way the Grizzlies are playing now.
Everybody on the team gets a burger, bro.
Taylor Jenkins. I'm trying to think of who doesn't deserve a burger, but everybody does.
Does Santi Aldama get a burger, bro?
I mean, the way, you know, I can't sit up here and say he doesn't. When he's been called upon, he's been decent around the rim. But no, I'm not giving them out to every player on the team. I was very specific.
Decent around the rim.
Ja for the block. Bane for the shooting and ish talking. And then Jaren Jackson for the second straight performance, great performance at center. Again, I don't care that it was against a smaller Lakers lineup. He absolutely went out and dominated in that game, and he needed to. All right, respect burger to a guy you were mentioning earlier, all the former Tigers that it felt like scored in the NFL yesterday.
Yes.
Right? We had we talked about it. Big Pat. Gainwell scored. You mentioned one more.
Gibson.
Gibson scored and Bobby McCain scored. All right, here's a guy who didn't play for the Tigers, but's out of Memphis. You know where I'm going? Who had a big day yesterday in the NFL.
No.
Any idea where I'm going?
No.
Any idea at all? No. If I told you he was a Spartan, would that help you?
Oh, Cedric Wilson.
Cedric Wilson Jr., man.
Yes.
We're not talking enough about what he has done as the number 4 receiver starting the season for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And did you know he's going to be a free agent?
Ooh.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Cedric Wilson Jr. is 6'2", 200.
Well, they're White Station
and then Boise State, right?
Yeah, he was a quarterback at White Station.
Quarterback at White Station.
They're going to have to bring him back.
Whose father won a Super Bowl. Remember, his father was a quarterback at Melrose at one point before going on to Tennessee.
Yep.
Cedric Wilson, I would think they're going to have to bring him back.
Gallup towards ACL.
6'2", 200, like I said, started the year basically as their number 4 receiver.
Yep.
He had his second 100-yard game this season, led the Cowboys in receiving, had 119 yards, had 2 touchdowns in the 51-26 win over Philly. He's running great routes. He's making acrobatic plays. Again, 2 touchdowns in that game. Catch this. Listen to this. 45 receptions this year, 602 yards, 6 touchdowns, 13.4 yards per catch. Now, again, you say, Jason, 602 yards. Okay, well, that's not a thing. He's playing as their fourth receiver. He's had to basically get in where he fits in or when someone else has been down for that Dallas offense and yet has been this productive. Again, basically playing half a season in terms of opportunity, catches for 602 yards, six touchdowns. Last year, in 16 games, 17 receptions for 189 yards. So Cedric Wilson Jr., the former White Station and Boise State standout, he's more than tripled his production both in yards and touchdowns this year as, again, the number four receiving threat in that offense. He's had to wait his turn, went through the practice squad duty, did all that, and now, I guess technically bet on himself last season when he signed a one-year, basically $2 million deal with Dallas, will now lead him into an unrestricted free agent. I'm pretty sure unrestricted free agent this offseason that I got to think is going to attract a lot of agents, a lot of interest from all over the league.
Yeah.
Why would you not, based on especially this last game against Philadelphia?
Well, he's going to be back in Dallas. It's a non-starter because they have to have him back now with Gallup hurt. I mean, he's their guy. I mean, he's going to be.
That's a lot of money tied up. You already got a lot of money tied up in Amari.
Well, I would figure out a way to get the hell out of that one. He's just not.
You ready to get off Amari?
Amari.
Well, for that price, it'd be nice. But who's going to take it at that price?
Let's let CD be the guy. I mean, I'm not trying to tell the Cowboys how to run their organization, but I mean, I think CD needs to free CD a little bit. Like, he hasn't been as productive. I don't know what's holding him back, but yeah, I mean, I'd free CD a little bit here. I mean, I know you're focusing on Cedric Wilson, but. Do you plan on giving these Tigers some respect, Burgers, this weekend, man? Because two Tigers in the same game on the same team scored a touchdown this weekend. That I don't think that's ever happened.
Somebody, no, I didn't realize that it happened in the same game until you brought it to my attention.
Do you think that's ever happened? Like, no, off the top of your head?
Probably not.
Because there probably haven't been that many Tiger teammates anyway.
Yeah, well, you got them on the same team.
Right. No. I mean, it happens all the time for Alabama, I'm sure, but for Memphis.
And we're at a peak when it of what it feels like for that program are NFL guys in the league, right? That's that we're at a high for that. So why would it have happened in the past? We're just happy when there's a Memphis player in the league who's productive and a contributing starter. But to have two on the same squad scoring the same, no, that's probably that there's no way that's ever happened.
Yeah. So I want to. I know this is your sort of bit here, dude, but. You know, I want to give a shout out to the Memphis. By the way, again, Jake Elliott in the playoffs. Great. He had a career year this year for Philadelphia. Riley Patterson is the starter for the Lions, who just, I mean, you know, you got to give it up to the Lions for the way they competed. And the god of the sun, Amon-Ra.
You're going a little too far without that. He had a good, last 2 to 3 weeks? He's not the god of the, you're going a little far with god of the sun there, bro.
Well, he's hot.
He is going to be their number one, though, going forward, isn't he?
I think he's a first-round fantasy draft pick next year.
Amon-Ra?
The god of the sun.
Maybe.
I think Brad's going to take him in the first round.
Next, respect, Burger, and moving on. Earlier this year, I gave one to Tyler Harris. It was after that Alabama win.
Yes.
And it was basically for writing the end to his own story. Because I think, you know, based out of concern, I had a lot of doubt whether Tyler Harris could play a significant, you know, role with this team this season. You don't need to lay it out. Look at the way Penny recruited last year. Look at what you were bringing back from a team that Tyler left to go to Iowa State in terms of what you were bringing back from an NIT champion. So you looked at the situation, and because we all know, you know, Tyler, great young man, great everything else, you wanted him in that last year, whatever it's going to be, how much basketball he's got left, to get a ton of shots. And whether that was at a Jacksonville where he had, you know, offers to come or somewhere else, you wanted him to go somewhere where there was going to be opportunity. You didn't know that there was going to be a ton for him or any for him, quite frankly. None was promised at Memphis where he was going to be a walk-on. Imagine being at one time a scholarship athlete who's ready to take walk-on status because you want to be back so bad, because you felt like, you know what, grass wasn't greener at Iowa State. I want to come back and be a part of what I started at Memphis. Look at the way it unfolded again for him in this win over Cincinnati, 20 points, much like that Alabama game, a significant part. But set that to the side, because Tyler Harris already got a respect burger. Imani Bates has already got a respect burger earlier this season for the way he was a team guy at a time where you might be worried about yourself. And even again against Cincinnati this weekend, right? Bleacher Report, everybody else writing that your stock's dropping. That what are you going to do here before your time is up? You know, Imani Bates went out and played like a team player and played for his teammates, I thought, in that game. But I've already given him a respect burger for that. The Tiger I'm giving a respect burger to today is Josh Minot. It's overdue.
Respect.
That dunk that he had that almost, it felt like, sucked the air out of FedEx Forum. He talked about it afterwards and how he didn't hear anything in the air. At that point, when you're, you know, you go up like that, you're about to, probably John Morant feels the same thing. You don't even hear the crowd. It's just you, the basket, and you flying, the sound of you moving through the air. It when FedEx Forum, I was watching on TV on ABC, which obviously was showing this game, you're on a nationally televised game. When he dunked that ball, it was the FedEx Forum that you talk about in recruiting pitches to prospects about 100%. Coming to play in an NBA arena in Memphis. That thing came alive, and it was an advantage, and Minot talked about that afterwards. When that crowd is rocking like that down at FedEx Forum, and you got to give them something to rock for. Josh Minot's done that in just about every opportunity provided, whether it's just his hustle around the basket, whether it's this all, look at this baby Giannis, with he's got this vision, these skills that, man, if you keep developing them, it feels like the sky's the limit. John's talking to scouts and hearing how it feels like he's already moving up boards in first rounds. And maybe if he's right now a first rounder, maybe next year a lottery pick. Like, you can see it happening for Josh Minot, where it feels like every time he goes out there, right, you get a little more. He's learning a little more. And it's unfortunate that you didn't have him. He wasn't playing more during that four-game losing streak where, look, a lot of the time he was off the floor because of missed defensive assignments. He's still occasionally missing defensive assignments, but he is contributing in so many other areas. And, again, such a game changer at times with some of these – a tone changer with some of these dunks and athletic plays and the tips and the putbacks gives you so much activity around that rim, especially with Durin in there, Dandridge in there. Josh Minot deserves a respect burger for hanging in there the way he has. His time feels like his now, and hopefully he's going to continue to flourish in the spot, in the increased opportunity that Penny Hardaway has given him. And then last one's obvious. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because the NBA already did this whole weekend. Klay Thompson's return after 950-something, 51 days off.
Why you
guys
say it like that? You sound like you're just bothered by it.
No. I'm happy for him. He got a dunk last night. I don't know if you saw it. He went in there and dunked on the Cavaliers in traffic, and that's a long Cavaliers interior, if you know what I mean. A lot of length. We just saw it. The Memphis Grizzlies did. Klay Thompson went in there, played well. What are you, 11? I don't have it in front of me. Scored in double figures. Nice return for him. But, again, I would tell you, Ja Morant stole the show. It felt like he was the thing going viral last night with that two-handed block that he had on Avery Bradley, setting the tone early for Memphis in its win over the Lakers. But respect, Berg, to Klay Thompson for coming back from, you know, any injuries that would have possibly sidelined a lesser player for the rest of his career.
No, I mean, I put that.
Let me pull that box up since you can't even. 17 or 11, he had one of them.
That day, that number of days Cavs. I put into, like, the calculator. I was like, damn, that is like, it's damn near three whole years that he hit since he was last on the NBA court. That's unbelievable.
Is it in the stat like Ja Morant wasn't even playing yet?
Yeah. I mean, he was. I mean, that was.
I see that tweet last night or something
that
like
was,
that.
That was the summer he got drafted, right?
Yeah. And go back and think it had. Has it been that long? It's been that long.
That's kind of hard to believe. Yeah. So it's good to.
Now they're already number one in the league. It's not like they needed any help. They got the best record in the league. Coming in here, obviously, to FedEx Forum tomorrow night. Grizzlies looking to avenge that road loss to him a few weeks back.
Klay is one of the best. He's a great. And, you know, it is always good to see the greats back there on the court. Is that going to do it?
I want to have his – before we move on to the next segment, I wanted to have that, yes, he scored 17 points on 7 of 18 shooting, 3 of 8. Here's the other thing real quick on NBA before you give out the disrespect burger. Memphis Grizzlies – up to number 5 in ESPN's power rankings today.
Wow.
That's three spots up from number 8. This has got to be like an all-time high, I would think. Is it not? I mean, for the Grizzlies to be number 5 in the league, they're sitting at 28-14.
Finals year. I mean, maybe they got to 4. I'm not sure.
I'll read you what McMahon's got. I don't even know if you're doing them still at that point, though, the power rankings. Are you doing them into the playoffs, the Western Conference?
In the regular season, they've probably never been that high.
Here's what Tim McMahon writes. Nobody has played better than the Grizzlies over the past 6 weeks. Memphis has won 19 of 23, racking up the most wins in the league during that stretch, and has a net rating of plus 13.1, that's almost 4 points better than that of any other team. That's during this streak. Basically, since November 28th, been telling you about it. They're number one in defense since then. For all the flash of Ja Morant's many high-flying highlights, the foundation of the Grizzlies' success has been the NBA's stingiest defense in that six-week span, 101.8 points per 100 possessions. The Memphis Grizzlies, number 5 right now in ESPN's NBA power rankings behind Golden State, Phoenix 2, Chicago 3, Utah 4. They got the Grizzlies over the Bucks. The Grizzlies over the Heat, Nets, Sixers, and Mavericks to round out the top 10. How about that?
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Like, it really is.
A franchise record nine in a row for the Memphis Grizzlies. And hopefully it will continue with a win over the Golden State Warriors.
Like, you run out of, like, things to adjective. You know what I mean? Like,
they're not supposed to be this poised and this good, this adept at winning this early in the game. When you were this young, you're supposed to be making OKC-type mistakes, right? Now, that's a differently, you know, right now you look at that organization top to bottom, it's in nowhere the same place, and yet they're the youngest team. You're second youngest. You're sitting in fourth, a game behind Utah for the third-place spot. It doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't.
It's not supposed to happen this way, and it feels like the start of something great. You could tell yourself, even if you don't think, you know, Western Conference Finals, whatever it is, even if you're like, well, it's too soon to do. You know, what does this look like in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? This is just taking off. John Jaren, 22 years old. Desmond Bane's a stud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense how good these guys are at winning this early in their careers. And again, against good teams.
Yeah, I'm going to give a disrespect dog out to my, you know, and it pains me to do this, man. It really does. But it's got to go out to my homegirl, Halsey, because, you know, I saw her, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on Halsey, okay? She has her personal Twitter account. I don't follow either of these. I just, you know, I'm up on game, bro. Like, obviously, when you think about me, you think about somebody that just knows what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm up on stuff. Like, I know what's going on and what's being said. You know, I'm really him when you think about it in those terms. So anyway.
I definitely want to co-sign that mess. Go ahead.
Halsey has two accounts. She has one for her personal, which she tweets all her. I mean, she's got like 14 million followers, right? She's got like a lot of fans.
Yeah, why she got more than one account?
But she, on the other one, she only tweets about basketball. It's called Halsey and One, okay?
And we get her observations.
She goes to Lakers games. She claims to be a Laker fan, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, she disrespected Bane, I thought.
So she tweets last night that Desmond Bane has an unnaturally loud and rude big ass effing mouth.
I'm glad you're bringing those up because Mike from Memphis deserves a respect burger too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Like, what does that even mean? Like, what does that even like?
Dude was yelling at LeBron every time he hit a three. Like, he's doing that now to try to get under.
No, but I'm saying like,
and it wasn't just the Lakers game. Like, that's what he does.
Unnaturally loud and rude. And then Mike from Memphis got involved. And, you know, Mike from Memphis. I don't know if he was just pretending not to know who Halsey is or was.
I don't think he knows.
He said, "Which number of Tristan Thompson's baby mama is this?" And she responded to that and said, "Bruh, shut the F up. This man, LeBron, almost had to give him a master class in decorum. Everyone ish talks, but word on the court was, quote, he's a problem."
Yeah, Bane's a problem for the league.
Like,
he needs to be straightened out by LeBron. I was not aware that Mike had gone in that assuming that she might be one of Tristan's babies, mamas.
Right. Well,
What
I would say to...
So now I see why she responded the way she did.
I would say to Halsey is that it's not that they were insinuating that he was a problem in terms of his decorum. Desmond Bane is a problem because dude can't be stopped, man. Like, dude is...
No, he backs it up, John. He talks so much ish.
Why all of a sudden are we up in arms? And I know we aren't, but all of a sudden now the problem with the Grizz is they talk trash, they talk ish. Who cares? They're 28-14. It'd be one thing if the Houston Rockets were out here talking.
What do you mean, who cares? We love it. We absolutely love it. They're backing it up. It's like when Zebo talk trash, you back it up.
Like, what?
If you got guys that back it up, it's...
I mean, nobody ever said Kevin Garnett is a problem because he talks trash. Nobody ever said that about... You know, the 80s. Nobody ever said that about Michael Jordan.
I like that Mike from Memphis was under Halsey's skin, much like Bane was under LeBron's skin.
Yeah. So somebody else tweeted her and said, "Your music is mid, and Desmond Bane owns you." And that got under her skin too. She said, "Where were you tonight, or any night, or ever for that matter, on your couch? Why? Make some mid music. Get on out here and join us on the court. It's that easy." Are you a fan of Halsey now, or are you?
No, she's sensitive and her music's terrible. I hadn't had a hit in years.
You don't know anything about Halsey. You don't really know anything about Halsey.
Oh, but I think we've learned something about you and Halsey.
She is very
talented. You feel the need to defend her.
No, I like Halsey. I'm a fan for sure. Like, I feel like if we...
Let me tell you this.
We would get along, I think. I feel like she would, like, we could vibe.
Yeah, well, I bet you do feel like you could vibe. Yeah, right. Now, that doesn't even sound right.
I'm just saying it respectfully.
Lizzo got more talent in her pinky toe than Halsey got all through her body, than Halsey's entire family has.
Okay.
And yeah, you will sit here destroy Lizzo.
Lizzo,
but you're gonna stand up for untalented Halsey, who's going
Halsey
in on Bane.
Talented. Have you heard about her last
album?
Does
she play the flute?
She has a movie on HBO.
Does she sing?
Max. She has a movie.
Does she dance?
She's an actress.
She can't touch Lizzo, and yet you will tear down Lizzo
too.
Show after show, week
Halsey
after week.
Is in
oh,
sing
don't
too.
Talk to me about Lizzo. You know it's one of my triggers. Halsey, untalented.
Jason.
For all we know,
Halsey
super
is
sensitive,
in
got
sing
eight
too.
Accounts.
The she, sequel.
Now, we're going to call it like it is.
She's not untalented. She's a platinum artist. You can't be untalented and be a platinum artist.
She can't touch Lizzo. That's what I tell you. Mike, way to get under that skin. Desmond Bain, way to get under LeBron's skin.
Will you be monitoring? Do you think there's a new rivalry now between the Grizzlies and Halsey? Do you think that's like a new thing?
Mike from Memphis is to Halsey what Desmond Bain is to LeBron James. Remember those in school?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So I guess we'll just have to monitor
and
the situation.
Much like Mike from Memphis doesn't give a damn who Halsey is, didn't care particularly beforehand.
Well,
it
I
seems
think,
like Desmond Bane don't give a damn either.
Well, he should
about LeBron or the old guard or right.
Yeah.
Or some pecking order.
That's
what I like about him.
I think
it's his time.
She tweeted, "You think you can hurt me? I'm a Laker fan." That's ridiculous. The Laker fans.
Yeah,
are,
we're tough.
Yeah, you guys, all you do is ever win. That's all you ever do.
Read what she said about Westbrook. It's just really weird.
Yeah, she said he can like clearly improve or something. Like he said,
says he'll be better.
She also walked out on the game early.
Right, and I would have.
Russ
too.
Is really worked up and knows what we can all see. I think it's likely he'll improve.
What does he know that they can all see?
That he sucks with this team. And he's washed up.
Well, she needs to come to that reality.
Well,
we got a force field around us because we're the Lakers, and that thing's deteriorated. There is Mike from Memphis is bombing y'all, okay? And I'm saying, getting up under your skin,
yeah.
From back here in Memphis, Desmond Bain up under your man under the King's skin,
yeah.
Those folks are rattled over there.
But if I'm gonna be honest though, if Halsey walked in here right now. You would be like, oh, you're amazing. You're so talented. You would not keep that same energy, bro. Like, so I'm just saying, keep that same energy.
We'd have a hard time keeping you on that side of the glass, is what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm not. I'm gonna have to get somebody else.
I'd be like, oh, hello, Halsey. Have you met our man Mike from Memphis?
Yes.
You and Tristan Thompson still together?
Yeah. Well, look, you can follow her on Twitter, Halsey and One, the multi-platinum talented recording artist. Halsey.
I know that hurt you to give her a disrespect, dog.
But I had to. I had to because
you really straightened her out, John. Fanboy John gave her a disrespect, dog.
I don't listen
while saying how beautiful and talented she is.
Her new album is not meant for me. You know, and I will say that. You're familiar with it, right? If I can't have love, I want power.
Her music is not fit.
Well, her old stuff was good, but anyway. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about college football. Grizzlies, John Morant, not Halsey, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
College football championship is tonight. To celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook's hooking new customers up with 31 enhanced odds on either team to win. If you're a new customer, now is the time to get in because you can bet $5 to win $150 on either team to win it all. You got my pick. I'm rolling with Nick Saban. You want to roll with John Martin. Patty's man has got Georgia. Just sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook using the promo code JSmith and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Again, new users, there's no better place to bet college football championship than on America's number one sportsbook. Simple, easy to use. You'll see it safe and secure. What I like is you get those payouts back in as little as 2 hours. I already have FanDuel Sportsbook. Good. FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend's going to get $50, too. That's teamwork. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet on the college football championship tonight when Georgia takes on Alabama in the rematch. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to sportsbook.fanduel.com and sign up again using the promo code JSMITH to get 30-1 odds new users on either team to win. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled inside credit within 72 hours. Tennessee side credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs. How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Southland Casino is turning spinners into winners. It's the return of Battle Wheels. And this time around, we're giving away up to $375,000 in free play. Earn entries every day. Then each Saturday night in January, 30 finalists take their turn at the prize wheel. Everyone who spins wins. Take the short spin to Southland for your chance to win part of up to $375,000 in free play. See Lucky North Club for details. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help, call 800-522-4700.
Get to know the number one auto insurer in the country, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. You've heard me say my team is awesome. I'm better looking than a lizard. But have you called us? No, 901-767-7744.
Woo! Papa John's just took their fresh, never frozen dough and did it up New York style. We're talking hand-stretched, oversized slices filled edge to edge with your favorite toppings. Melty cheese stringing you along into each and every bite. The perfect crust thickness to eat it any way you want. Fold it, don't fold it, don't matter. But I ain't gonna lie though, I fold it. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Get in on the ground floor of something really big.
Come to the Southland Casino Job Fair this Thursday.
Apply, interview, and get hired all in the same day.
When you do, you may be eligible for a $2,000 sign-on bonus.
Come to the Southland Job Fair this Thursday, January 13th, in the Kennel Club at Southland Casino. Get more info online at dn.careers/Southland.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big. When you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing that commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big, unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $19.99 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-279-2827 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-279-2827 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-279-2827.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing it down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Time Moving for all your moving needs. Think about relocating wherever that is, cross town, cross country. Give them a call, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. They're the best in Memphis. They're going to make that process stress-free, super easy on you. You will not regret the decision to go with Black Tie. 316-6196. Affordable, professional, on budget. Give them a call now. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change the moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
What a day. What a day it is on this show. What a day it is on the sports calendar. All is right in the world as the Raiders are back into the postseason. That's absolutely right. Jason Fitz was live tweeting it under the influence last night. He joins us every single Monday, and he joins us now. Fitz, what up, man?
I have never in my life walked up to a bar and said, I need 30 shots of whiskey, and I did that last night. So
wow.
Luckily
wow.
They weren't all for me. But you know, I've had some nights in country music. I've never had a night, never had a bar tab like I did last night. But you know what? It was worth every second of it. What a wild way to finish the NFL season. What a win for the NFL to have a game like that at the end of Sunday night on week 18.
No, that was absolutely right. That was a dramatic game. Had everything you could possibly ask for. You tweeted though that your colleagues there at ESPN. Were such great supporters. Like, were you there? I know you're there in Indy for the College Football Championship. Were you there with a bunch of folks from ESPN watching the game?
Yeah, so, you know, we're staying at a hotel that has a big sports bar in it, and I went down there thinking, all right, I'll just sit here and watch it. And I looked around, before you know it, the entire crew from SEC Nation, a bunch of the Game Day people, a bunch of Sports Center anchors, everybody knew that I was going to be there. Everybody knows what the Raiders mean to me, so they wanted to come celebrate the night. And it was amazing. I mean, it was, yes, there was a moment when I had to walk away from all of them as they were chanting, we want a tie, we want a tie, near the end. But it was unreal to see everybody just come out and support that moment. Like, you know, L. Duncan is a big Broncos fan, but, you know, at the end of the day, Elle's here to watch Georgia play in the national championship game, and she was standing there by my side as a friend saying, man, I know what this game means for you. I had to see this. So it was really cool to feel that love from the people in Bristol that mean so much to my life.
So if you are buying the bar, man, from making the playoffs here, what happens if you pull off the unbelievable here and knock off Cincinnati? What happens if you guys make a run? Are you capable of making a run in these AFC playoffs?
My bank account's not capable of that, I'll tell you that much. I'm going to have to watch with less people. But here's the thing. I think, are the Raiders capable of making a run? Yeah, because I didn't think that they would beat the Browns. I didn't think they'd beat the Colts, and I didn't think they'd beat the Chargers. So, you know, are they capable? Yes. But I also think they got sneaky, the toughest matchup that they possibly could have gotten, not named Kansas City. I mean, the Bengals can score on anybody. And if you're a Bengals fan right now, man, this team is set to be good for the next 10 years, right? Like, the Bengals are about to be a serious problem for the entire AFC for a long time. So do I think the Raiders will win? No, but it doesn't matter now. Like, right now you just look at it and say, hey, I get extra football. And that in and of itself is amazing.
Yeah, we're talking to Jason Fitz here on the show. Are you going to Cincinnati? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I got to go to Cincinnati.
Wow.
Right? Like, there's no way. I mean,
y'all should meet up.
It's right. It's an easy flight. You know, I feel like I know enough people in that city. I can crash somewhere. Like, I got to go. I feel like I got to go. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm contemplating.
John's been debating it all show.
You know, it's gonna snow. I mean, I would drive in. I wouldn't fly in because it's a drive. It's like what, 7 hours from Memphis. It's not too bad. You know, so I feel like I can drive that, but it's about to, you know, it's going to snow. I don't know. It's like one of those once in a lifetime things, perhaps. So I got to weigh that as well. But hopefully if I do make it up there, I'll definitely I'll let you know. You're there in Indianapolis, though, for now, obviously, for the College Football Championship game tonight. Do you think this is going to look like the first matchup between these two teams, or do you think that, you know, Kirby and George are going to make some adjustments and maybe the outcome's different?
I don't know if the outcome's necessarily different, but I don't think it's going to look the way the first one did. And there's a couple of things that I think are important. One, Georgia is going to blitz more. And if you look back at the SEC championship game, wrong era of quarterback. Bryce Young completed 75% of his passes when he was not blitzed, only completed 40% of his passes when he was. So I think Georgia's going to send more heat. But I also think if you just go back and rewatch the SEC championship game, everything that could go right for Bama did, and everything that could go wrong for Georgia did. So they're two very evenly matched teams. I think this is going to be an overtime type game, a really close football game. But I still, at the end of it all, like, if Lady Justice scales are being filled with talent, they're two equally talented teams, which means comes down to coaches, and I'm not willing to bet against Nick Saban as much as I'd love for Georgia to win.
Yeah, if Georgia's going to win this, how good Stetson Bennett got to be?
Yeah, he's got to be great,
right?
And, you know, I think also they've got to be very patient, and that's one of the hardest things to do for any quarterback, NFL or college, is say, hey, you know, as simple as the concept is of take what the defense gives you, the concept for Stetson Bennett is going to be don't make mistakes. How do you play patiently within the offense and understand that an incompletion or a sack is actually better than a turnover? We got to remember that sometimes, that even negative plays can be a net positive if it doesn't give the ball back to Bama. So Stetson's going to have to not only be very good, he's going to have to be efficient, and he's going to have to be smart and patient. And that's, again, asking a lot, because sometimes under the lights, you want to make that big play, and you believe too much in your talent versus what's there in front of you. So I'm not sure I can trust
it. Do you think this game and how it shakes out is as simple as whether or not Georgia can, in a way they were not able to do in the first matchup, generate pressure on Bryce? Do you think it's as simple as – because, I mean, that is the thing, right? I mean, if you get some pressure on him with that defense, it could have been a different game. Do you think it's that simple for Georgia and just sort of their game plan?
I think that's two-thirds of it, right? Like, I'd say two-thirds of it is let's just get more pressure however we have to. The other third is better disguising defensively, because what's really interesting is pre-snap, you could see Alabama – shifting a lot of people to see what Georgia was going to do, and Georgia never seemed to counter shift. So it was like Georgia was saying, okay, this is how we're lined up. So you gave Bryce Young extra time to take a look and know what he was going to be facing defensively. I think the two keys, can you generate more pressure? But the other key is, can you disguise what you're doing defensively in a better way so that Bryce Young is a little bit less clued in before the snap?
Obviously, look, it's going to be, you know, especially here in SEC country, everybody is going to be tuned into this game. But I'm just curious, like, and historically we know, like, the ratings for a college football playoff championship game have been very good. Do you think that continues? Because, or do you think there is a, and obviously I know you're at ESPN and all those things, but do you think there is a chance at all of SEC fatigue?
Yes, I think that's real, you know, and heck, you can even see it here. Like, I walked around Indy Saturday afternoon and went to the big fan experience thing that they have every year where you can, you know, run the 40-yard dash and kick field goals, and they have all sorts of, like, they have the Heisman Trophy. You can get your picture taken with all that stuff. I walked in and it was dead. Like, nobody was here. Now, part of that, obviously, COVID has made traveling different, but I also think part of that is that your casual fans may not be as interested, and your Alabama and Georgia's, like, Alabama fans, they do this every year. I don't know that it hits the same with the need to be there. So, you know, it's all got a here-we-go-again feel. That's why I think it's important for college football to get a hell of a game, because I do believe the numbers are going to be bad on the national championship, and I do believe that we need to start seeing more and more influx of different teams for people to remain interested. That's part of what makes the NFL great, is that, you know, sure, Kansas City might be in this thing every year, but we genuinely right now have no idea who's going to go to the Super Bowl from the AFC or the NFC. Can't say that about college football ever.
And we're doing sort of an informal poll, Fitzy. If you are an NFL team, do you want Jim Harbaugh? And if you're Jim Harbaugh, is the time right now to go back to the NFL?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes to both of those. Like, you want Harbaugh, but you better have a succession plan. You know, like, whoever Harbaugh brings in as the coordinator better be the person that you think can eventually take over the job, because let's face it, he wears out his welcome every 4 or 5 years, but he wins in an alarming clip everywhere he goes. People gravitate to him, and he helps sell tickets. Like, I mean, we forget how irrelevant Michigan was becoming before Harbaugh became their coach. So I think in the world of, you know, is the guy that you can put on the billboard that knows how to win the press conference that fans are going to be excited about? Yeah. Is he going to win a bunch of football games? Yeah. Is he going to leave in 4 years? Probably. So, you know, that's the give and take of it. But in a win-right-now league like the NFL has become, I'm not sure owners care anymore about 10 years from now. They just want to get somebody in that can help them win today.
Did the Flores firing make much sense to you? A lot of people were trying to explain that early. Oh, the owner must want Harbaugh. Now, Stephen Ross has come out and nixed that. He's Michigan alum, obviously. He's setting out, you know, maybe we believe him, maybe we don't. But did the Flores, you know, firing, he won 8 of 9 to end it, beat the Pats twice. Did it make much sense to you?
No, I think it's the worst firing we've seen so far. You know, and it makes no sense to me. Right now, the problem is the Dolphins are so worried about being elite that they don't want to go through the process of getting there. And, you know, we've seen that with Tua, right? Like, how much are we hearing the constant conversation about, well, maybe they're going to make a change at quarterback before they've even given the one they have a shot. And, like, I get it. Yeah. Sometimes things are bad and you just want to buy a lottery ticket and hope that you hit it. But there are also other ways to gain wealth, right? Like, sometimes you just got to work your tail off. But I think building sustainable success in the NFL takes a group of people that are committed to working their tail off. And what it feels like is, you know, Flores has found the right pulse for a team that was supposedly tanking for Tua at one point, and then this year started slow. He's found the pulse to get them to put in the work, but that result wasn't fast enough and hot enough for him. So that's awesome for Miami, I guess. But I also look at it and say, you better realize that it's sink or swim. If you're going back into that those waters to hire somebody, man, you have no idea what you're getting. And for anybody that says that Harbaugh's already been decided, if the NFL finds out that's the case, I don't care if this is the Raiders, I don't care if it's the Dolphins, anybody. Yep. If somebody has already hired Harbaugh without going through the Rooney Rule process, the NFL needs to come down with the thunder of the gods in every possible way to send a message so that we stop acting like the Rooney Rule actually has a purpose.
Well said.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking, especially, like we said, given the victory yesterday. We're talking to Jason Fitz here on the show. He's in Indianapolis, going to be covering the college football championship game, coverage all over ESPN, social media. Follow him on Twitter, at Jason Fitz. Fitz, the hottest team in the NBA is the Memphis Grizzlies, and a big part of that is Ja Morant. When you're walking around the hallways up there in Bristol, like, is Ja just like, is that how you greet every Ja? Is that just like, has that become mainstream yet up there?
Oh, yeah, and this is, you know, we've talked about this before, but, like, this is the swell of attention that's coming, like, the moment of opportunity, because even talking about Zion's injury and the fact that, you know, he's now rehabbing in Portland to stay away from the team because it was too much on him mentally, and is his weight up and all of these things, like, I don't know why we're not squarely asking the real question, which is, why did the Pelicans not draft Ja, right? Like, you can look at it now and clearly say to me that one of them is the best player out of his draft class, and it's not Zion, right? So, you know, Ja's been able to come in and do some incredible things, but it also feels like Memphis is sort of growing around him. Like, there's just a vibe and an energy to all of it, and that's what you got to have. Like, you've got to have the culture around a player that makes that player realize that they can win there and that they can do great things there. Ja's doing all of that. Memphis is about to be more important in the NBA than they've been in a generation, because they have a once-in-a-generation player that is worth watching every single night. And the highlights show that. The numbers show that. Ja's about to make Memphis a very, very popular place.
There is no doubt. Hey, Fitz, man, we know you are going through it.
Thanks
this
so much
morning.
For doing this, brother.
It was well
and congrats.
Earned. Those scars were well earned. Appreciate your time as always, man. Maybe see you in Cincinnati. Thanks, brother.
Can't wait. Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. Jason Fitz with the Bart Scott Can't Wait. Maybe he will meet John Martin in Cincinnati. Maybe he will not. But what we know will be coming is an L for the Raiders. Should have a good time talking about it the week coming up. We'll be back. Wrap it all up. Listen to J&J 92.9 FM ESPN.
Kick off the new year with Xfinity and get fast, reliable internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And score 12 times the speed for the same internet price when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's more speed, and you'll save hundreds over AT&T. That's incredible speed at an amazing value, so you can keep new resolutions going strong. Plus, ask how to get $300 back and a 5G phone on us during the Xfinity Hello 2022 sales event. Don't wait. Go to Xfinity.com/sale, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Ends 1/10/22. Restrictions apply. New Connect Internet 50 megabits per second customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Compares monthly service charge for Xfinity 600 megabits per second to AT&T 500 megabits per second each with one unlimited mobile line for a year as of 10/6/21. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of mobile usage.
It is lunchtime, which means it's a great time to get over to Topps Barbecue to scratch that itch. They got the best barbecue in Memphis, maybe the world. They got the best menu items, like the Fireman. You got to ask for it, but what is a Fireman? It's a burger that'll change your life. It is that iconic Topps Barbecue cheeseburger with barbecue on top. Every single person that we have told to go get it, they have reported back, and they have said, oh, my goodness, this has changed my life. Locations all throughout Memphis. Get the Tops today.
Yep, and if you've got a company event or maybe a big family gathering, Tops will cater it for you from 12 people to 12,000, no matter how big. Just give them 48 hours notice, and Tops going to hook you up. from the ribs to the pulled pork, the burgers, the fireman burger to the brisket, even their smoked chicken, which John and I have had, and it's fantastic. Their sides, beans, the salt, the potato salad, that's all been the same since 1952. You can get it, as well as desserts and beverages. Have box meals to buffets. All you got to do is call up Darnell at Tops today. That number, 667-8677. That's 901-667-TOPS. 16 locations. Again, try the Fireman Burger. Have them cater your event. Tops Barbecue. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
Available now at all three convenient locations, the Shot Nurse offers car side services for persons with impaired mobility. Call 685-9999 or visit shotnurse.com for more details.
The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Let's get cozy. Catch your Next Gen Grizz tomorrow at 7 p.m. when they take on the Golden State Warriors. The first 3,000 fans get a free Grizzlies tech suit hoodie. Get hyped, get ready for a ball, and secure your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting grizzlies.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin, happy new year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Can't be riding through the streets of Memphis, Tennessee without a job.
No.
Right? Or a well-paying job. Maybe you should be switching it up. A lot of companies out there right now are hiring. We've got the solution if you're looking for work or even a job change. It's called Millennium Search.
That's right. What do? They hire for the very best companies the Memphis and the Mid-South have to offer. We can't say the names. That's part of the deal. But we can tell you about them. Shoes and apparel, shipping, medical, tools, healthcare. These are the best companies in Memphis.
Good jobs with those companies. Better hourly paying job than what you got now. Looking for a better workplace environment than what you got now. These are with the best companies. Try them out. Even professional service positions with the best. All you got to do is start with one place. Very simple. Millennium Search. The incredible team they've got over there is going to get to know you, your skills. They'll get you in the spots best for you. All you got to do is go to the website.
And that website's very easy to remember, okay? It's just jobswiththebest.com. Hey, jobswiththebest.com. That's all you got to do. Get over there today.
Easy to remember.
Got a big night tonight on the sports calendar, Jason. National championship game. You're going Alabama. Nick Saban. What you know? Okay, comfort food.
That's right, I'm sticking with what
tuna
I know.
Sandwich.
After being fooled.
But I'm going with a new dish. It's time for a new era in college football. Georgia going to get it done, man. Georgia is going to get it done. Okay. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jason Fitz for joining us. Thanks, of course, to Paul Feinbaum. Gina and Jeffrey up next on Mason for Jason. I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your baby monitor research, if you're using too much diaper cream, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too.
Aw, how old are they?
That's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox, your authorized York dealer, offering 95% efficiency furnaces, 16 SEER high-efficiency air conditioners, plus a free Ecobee Smart thermostat with purchase. 10-year warranty on parts and labor and financing as low as 0% for 3 years. For fast, professional, 24-hour heating and cooling services, call Opox, your authorized York dealer, 901-443-5153, or visit opox.com.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
It's 2 p.m. in Memphis. Giannotto and Jeffrey time. Get off the fence.
Get off the fence!
Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, along with Jeffrey Wright.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis's direct-hitting radio show.
The fruitful land in the world.
Giannotto and Jeffrey. Live on Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.